DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
Good morning. Good morning, all. This is DJ Red Rose in the building and the place to be. Thank you all for tuning in to The Neighborhood. You are tuned in and listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu at its best. I hope everybody had a great, great weekend like I did. My weekend was pretty calm and relaxing. I went to Fleet Week. Also watched some football, some college football. You know, I'm a Tulsa Hurricane fan, so I watched some of that game. And it was a good weekend. Fleet Week was fun. If you didn't go to Fleet Week, if you've never been, it's an interesting experience, especially to see the Blue Angels fly. The Blue Angels are some of the best pilots in the world, period, point blank. If you haven't seen them fly, go on YouTube and just YouTube it and imagine seeing all of that live up in person. It's actually kind of a scary experience as well, but there's a rush and you're not even flying the plane, but you have this automatic rush. It's crazy. But like I said, my weekend was pretty cool, and I hope everybody else's weekend was. One more thing, so random, and I just have to bring it up, but have you ever been so tired that you don't even feel like eating? That was me last night. It was really weird. I got home and I was just so exhausted and so tired that I didn't feel like eating. Isn't that weird? So I had a good, needless to say, I had a good breakfast this morning, but, and I got some good rest last night, but I was so tired. That's the sign of hard work. Now, I don't think anybody can call me lazy. I'm always working on something. So, hey, it is what it is. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Let's get started on some sports news. I have some news about the Colts owner Jim Irsay made the announcement at the news conference saying that he is ready to take this fight on and he is a fighter. The he I'm referring to is Pagano, age 51. He has been experiencing what he believes to be like fatigue, but a blood test revealed that he was suffering from leukemia. He has been receiving treatment in the intensive care unit at an Indianapolis hospital since last Wednesday. Bruce Arians, the team offensive coordinator, will serve as the interim coach in Pagano's absence. So Pagano is in his first season as head coach of the Colts, and he had previously served as the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Just keep Coach Pagano in your prayers. That leukemia is a very serious disease and probably needs to just rest up right now and just kind of focus on taking care of himself. And it's tough because he is the head coach of the Colts. So that's just pretty tough. That's just a tough situation that you got your head coaching job and something like this happens to you. So I can imagine that being very frustrating, irritating, all kind of emotions are probably running through his mind right now. Oakland Raider news, as you know, they had a bye this weekend, so in football, so they played the undefeated Atlanta Falcons on Sunday at 10 a.m., which is going to be pretty interesting. Let's see if the Raiders can handle the Falcons. You know, this might be the Falcons' upset, the biggest upset of the season, because the Atlanta Falcons are balling. They are balling. And let's see if Oakland can pull off this upset. That'll be pretty interesting, if I must say myself. And also, the San Francisco Niners beat the Bills this weekend. The score was 3-45. Next, the Niners play the New York Giants on Sunday at 1:25 p.m. The game is in San Francisco, so if you want to go to a football game, you should go to that. And it should be interesting. But I do have some Giants news. Game 3 of the Giants-Reds series continues today on TBS at 2:30 p.m. They are in Cincinnati. The Reds lead the series 2-0. Hopefully, you know, the Giants can pull off a win in this one. And also, Game 3 of the A's and the Tigers is also tonight on TBS at 6 p.m. So right after the Giants game, tune into the A's game. The game is in Oakland. I'm pretty sure it's sold out, but you can always check like StubHub or something like that and see if there are any tickets. They might be a little more expensive, but you can still attend the game. There's still a way. I know there is. But anyways, it's tonight at 6 p.m. on TBS if you're not going to the game. The game is in Oakland, and the Tigers lead the series 2-0. A little WNBA news. Well, Lynx versus Sparks game, game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The final score, this hurt my heart, 73-72 in favor of the Lynx. It was a heartbreaking game. Like, even with Candace Parker putting up 33 points and Christy Tolliver with 16 points, it just, I mean, the youth in Maya Moore and the clutchness within Simone Augustus' soul. Simone Augustus had 21 points, Maya Moore with 20. They just came out in the fourth quarter with this monster grind and effort just to win the game, and they pulled it off in a one-point victory. It hurts my heart because, you know, the Sparks, that's my team. Minnesota is actually my second favorite team, but when it comes to the Sparks, I don't play. DJ Red Rose does not play when it comes to the Sparks. I absolutely love and adore my Sparks. They played a great game. Just could have gave the extra push of effort towards the end. Elena Beard, basically the pressure was on her to make the last shot of the game. The play was actually set up. You know, I'm not sure because in the huddle, it seemed as if the play was set up for Nneka Ogumike, because she was kind of surprised, like, is the ball going to me? Am I taking the last shot? Candace Parker was hot. So they automatically had someone on her like, glue. So what happened was the ball was inbounded to Elena Beard. Elena Beard comes off pick off the top of the key. Candace Parker's pick. Candace doesn't roll to the basket. She kind of just flares out but stands there. And as Elena Beard is dribbling, she's dribbling along three-point line to the corner. She gets double-teamed. She can't see anything. Immediately off that pick, she was double-teamed. So it was kind of crazy for Elena because she couldn't see. She's a small guard. There was a forward and another guard double-teaming her. Basically, she was trapped up. She was fourth sideline, which you're supposed to do is fourth sideline. It was just a good defensive call for Minnesota, good defense possession for Minnesota. And she got a shot up. And it actually almost went in. It actually almost went in. It popped out, and the buzzer went off as the ball was leaving the rim. So it was just a tough loss for the Sparks through and through. And I feel bad for my girls. But here in the neighborhood today, I have a lot of new music for you. You might be hearing it in the background a little bit. But I will be previewing some new songs for you here in the neighborhood today. You are tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. But check this out, though. Another WNBA highlight with an exciting game two in the WNBA Eastern Conference Finals game. So the Eastern Conference Finals. Sparks lost in the Western Conference Finals. This is the Eastern Conference Finals with Indiana Fever facing the Connecticut Sun. Indiana forced a game three with a 78-76 victory. That is a humongous victory for the ladies in Indiana. Now, Connecticut has the reigning MVP of the league on their team. Miss Chyna Charles, who's been dominating every avenue that she can possible this whole season. And for Indiana, Tamika Catchings' Indiana team to pull that off, they're just a nitty-gritty team. Their point guard, Bree January, has always been very aggressive, and she's not scared to take on a challenge, which is great as a point guard. Bree January has always been like that. Even in college, when she was at Arizona State University, ASU, she was always this go-get-it type of point guard, and I think that's why she was drafted. And that's why Indiana picked her up, and that's a great fit for her, great program fit for Bree January. And Tamika Catchings is a great leader for her to, you know, just, she's a veteran who knows a lot and probably one of the veterans who knows the most besides who? Tina Thompson maybe in the league. Tamika Catchings, Tina Thompson, Katie Smith, Sue Bird. They're probably the most knowledgeable. Carol Lawson, the most knowledgeable people in the WNBA, sources in the WNBA. And if you have the honor to be on one of their teams, you should take full advantage of that, because you just don't get that kind of knowledge from anyone. And you're very blessed and fortunate to get to play with one of them. So I say that to say this, game three will be very, very, very interesting, and that should come on Thursday. So look out for that on ESPN, most likely. So look out for that game. That's going to be very entertaining. It's going to go down to the wire. It's going to be close regardless. So if you bet, I don't think you should gamble on this game, because it's just going to be a close call. Really, it's not going to be a blowout. No one's going to blow anybody out. These two teams are going at it. Before they faced each other, Indiana was playing Atlanta, and that was just probably the most physical series this year in the playoffs, because Atlanta is a very physical team. Some dirty players, some non-dirty players, but they're a very physical team, and Indiana had to endure that the first round of playoffs, and they come to Connecticut, and they're viewed as being over-aggressive, but they're not. And they had to kind of calm it down a little bit, settle down, and get back into the groove of things and play their own game. So they lost the first game because they were just kind of still in that mindset that they were playing Atlanta. But the second game, they played their own game, and they won. So this game three is going to be very, very interesting. And whoever wins this game will face the Minnesota Lynx in the WNBA Finals, which is going to be extremely, extremely fun and entertaining and great basketball. When you think women's basketball, you think fundamentals. You think execution. So if you're a coach, or you have a child or younger brother or sister who's interested in basketball, make sure that they watch women's basketball. It's not all about flashiness and dunking. It's not. It's focus on fundamentals. But look, check this out. Thursday night, college football, Tulsa versus UTEP. It's either going to be on CBS Sports Network or Fox Sport West at 5 p.m. our time on the West Coast, 5 p.m. So that's that Thursday night primetime college football. Or it might be on Fox, actually. But tune into that. That will be a good game. Go TU, Golden Hurricane. But look at here, you guys. You are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. And I had to go to a commercial break real quick. But this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Following the commercial, I'm gonna get into some new music for you, because that's awesomeness. All right, but we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is the Brian Sanchez from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
some sit-ups right in. Tuck your tummy tight in. Do your crunches like this, kid.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Like I promised, it is time to play some new music. And I'm excited about this because a lot of people don't know about Ryan Leslie. So I'm going to start off with Ryan Leslie, R. Les. Here's Ryan Leslie with How It Was Supposed to Be.
Fresh like the kiss of morning dew. That's how we felt that day we met and I first laid eyes on you. Yeah, it's like you walked right up on my fantasy. And then you left that day, girl. Why did you abandon me? Maybe you'll see when you.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Yeah, now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time. Oh baby, you were the one that made me real. Now that you're gone, tell me, what in the world am I supposed to feel? Without you here
and
with me.
If we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Said I wonder.
Said I wonder if we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Listen, something tells me I've been wrong. Of the love I felt that you should have given. Never thought you'd leave me on my own. But I see that it's over.
And I hope one day you'll die.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. Will we ever find?
So I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. Baby.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. Baby.
Said I wonder.
Said I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Ryan Leslie, How It Was Supposed to Be. And you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Bros. Only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. All right, so check this out. Before I even move on to the next subject, I really want to talk about this. This up-and-coming NBA season. As you know, the teams are in training camp right now, which is very exciting because that means nonstop basketball for me. I just love the recovery time, like between NBA and WNBA, because when the WNBA ends, the NBA begins, basically. When the NBA ends, the WNBA begins. So I love that recycling of basketball. It's like nonstop basketball year-round for me, basically. And also college. You think about college basketball, too. I mean, I'm just so excited. High school basketball as well. Oh, wow. It's just amazing. But check this out. So let's start off talking about the Lakers. You know, they have a nice-looking squad this season. I'm personally not a Lakers fan, but they have a nice looking squad this season. Steve Nash at the point. Dwight Howard in the center. Kobe Bryant, two position. I mean, Kobe could just worry about one thing now that he has Steve Nash playing the one. So, I mean, that's good for him. They have a nice looking squad. You have to give the guys some credit. But it'll be interesting in the Western Conference because there are a lot of tough teams in the Western Conference. And another tough team in the Western Conference is my squad, the Los Angeles Clippers. Yes, I said it, and I've been saying it for years. Even when they were stinking and just were terrible, they were still my squad. We're no fake fans over here. We're real fans over here. Through the rough times and the good times, baby. That's what I do all day with my Clippers. But we got a couple good pickups, and also Chauncey Billups should be back for the season, but we also got Jamal Crawford during the offseason. Pure shooter, great player. Actually originally from Los Angeles. So that's awesome. He went to Daniel Freeman. If you guys know where that is, that's where he started off, and then he moved elsewhere out of the state. I forgot if it was down south or Midwest. But, you know, he's home. Matt Barnes. We have an addition of Matt Barnes from Lakers to the Clippers. That's awesome. And Lamar Odom. We have Lamar Odom on our team now. And I don't think he's not going to pull the same thing that he pulled. Same stuff he pulled in Dallas. He's not going to pull with the Clippers. If you don't know, Lamar Odom actually started off with the Los Angeles Clippers. So he's back to his home base. And he has a chance to revitalize his career, to get everything going back to the right step with the Clippers. And we have an awesome team with Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan still. And like I said, we have Chauncey Billups back. Chauncey Billups is probably besides Ray Allen, is probably one of the best clutch shooters in the league. And Jamal Crawford's on his way. He's on his way to getting up to that status. So it's going to be a good look for my Clippers. As you know, the New Jersey Nets moved to Brooklyn. So now they're the Brooklyn Nets, and Deron Williams and Joe Johnson have a nice looking squad over there. That should be interesting on the East. And what also should be interesting is, of course, the New York Knicks. The Knicks are a team that believes, and they do, they need to prove something. But I have some great news, though. A guy I grew up with actually is on the Knicks roster, and he made the squad. So congratulations to Oscar Belfield for that. Number zero, he was a UNLV running rebel, and so he's on the Knicks squad now. So congratulations to him. He made it, and that's just an awesome thing to report. And I'll be cheering for the Knicks now. I never really cheered for the Knicks. I like Melo, you know, I like Amari or whatever, but I don't know them. I know Oscar, though, so hey, give it up for Oscar Belfield, number zero. Hopefully, you know, he's around some great point guards, so it's a great training experience for him. And, you know, he should get some PT sometime. You should see him out on the court. He's a solid point guard, and he can shoot the ball very well for a point guard. And I know that's what a lot of teams were looking for in the NBA this past season. They were looking for a point guard who can actually shoot the three ball. You know, a lot of point guards don't really shoot the three ball in the NBA. Once you think about it, who could really consistently shoot the three ball at the point guard position? You know, besides Chauncey Billups and a couple other people, Jake Kidd can put it up every now and then, you know, so it's not that many point guards who can do that. But I need to report this, though, because you remember last week how I was saying the woman who produced Steel Magnolias is suing Lifetime for remaking the film, and she's claiming that she's not getting, you know, the credit or the cash that she deserves. And her name is Victoria L. White, and she was the executive producer of the 1989 film starring Julia Roberts, Dolly Parton, and Shirley MacLaine. And she claims that she has a television agreement that entitles her to a co-producer or co-executive producer credit on any TV production based on Steel Magnolias. And according to the suit, White also says she's entitled to some cash for the Lifetime remake, including a $15,000 fee plus a 3.75% of net profits from the movie. So she's suing Lifetime, Sony Pictures, everybody. But I say all that to say this. I reiterate that report to say that to get the report on Steel Magnolias, because it did come on Sunday. And it's actually, I'm pretty sure it's playing throughout the whole week. But on DirecTV, Lifetime is channel 252. It was a great, great film. Great film. I really never got a chance to sit down and really watch the original. I watched a little bit of it, but not too much. But I like the remake. You have Felicia Rashad, Queen Latifah, Felicia Rashad's daughter. I forgot her name. You also had Jill Scott and a new actress, and I forgot her name too. But then you have some great guest appearances from Lance Gross. And so it's a pretty good movie. And if you haven't seen it, you should watch it or go on Lifetime.com or check your cable guides and listings and check it out. It's a great movie. You laugh and cry. And that's all I can really say about that. I don't want to give away too much. But also on Lifetime, after Steel Magnolias premiered, the premiere of, I think it was called Abducted Carolina White movie. Amazing. Amazing. So I don't know if you recall, about a year ago in the news, this young lady found basically, okay, well, let me start from the beginning. This young couple, 16, and I believe the father was like 18 or 19. Him and his girlfriend were expecting a child. She had the baby. And they named her Carolina, and last name White. And Carolina was sick. She had got really sick as an infant, so they took her to the emergency room. And Joy White is the mother's name. Joy White was just exhausted, and she had to go home. She went home just to take a shower, and then she was coming back. But when she was at home, the hospital calls and says that her baby's missing. So someone who was posing as a nurse in the hospital stole her baby, basically. And this lady who stole her baby, she had 3 miscarriages, and that just tore her apart mentally. And she just kind of went downhill mentally and ended up stealing Carolina White and raising Carolina as her own in a whole different state. And when Carolina got older, she just started to become a little more curious, because when Carolina was old, got older, like 16, she got pregnant. So, like her mother did. But she was pregnant, and she needed her birth certificate or something about going to the clinic. And basically, the people at the clinic said it was a false birth certificate, and they could call the police on her and have her arrested for presenting false documentation. And it didn't make sense to her, so she really began to get curious as to if her mother was her real mother, because she never, you know, thought of any similarities that they shared or anything like that. And it was a little different, but she just had that feeling. So she ended up doing some research, and then come to find out, she found out that her mother stole her at birth, and she was missing. She was missing in New York as a baby. So she had been missing she was 23 at the time that she discovered this, for 23 years. So it's a good story, and it's a good movie, and you just saw a whole lot. But you are listening to The Neighborhood. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. The Neighborhood is only live on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 with DJ Red Rose. And I thank you for tuning in. If you are just tuning in, we did our sports report, and I was just going over the reviews of Steel Magnolias and Abducted, the Carolina White movie. And I was just saying how great those two films were this weekend. And as far as the sports news, you know what I talk about. Niners, Raiders, a little bit of college football, TU Tulsa Hurricane, WNBA. You know what it is. But there's drama with Sandusky. If you don't know who Jerry Sandusky is, you'll know in a second. Just think Penn State. Jerry Sandusky recorded a dramatic statement from his jail cell on the eve of his sentencing for the Penn State child sex abuse scandal, and accused everyone from his victims to the media to the university for orchestrating his conviction. In his statement, the disgraced ex-football coach says, "A young man who was dramatic, a veteran accuser, and always sought attention, started everything." Sandusky goes on to say, "The initial accuser was joined by a well-orchestrated effort to the media, investigators, the system, Penn State, psychologists, civil attorneys, and other accusers. They won. I've wondered what they really won. Attention, financial gain, prestige will all be temporary," says the man. So he's just saying that. He's not even saying that the charges were, that he was falsely accused. He's just, I don't know what he's doing. I guess it's a cry for help. I think that was his cry for help. And I think that some psychologists should look into that cry for help and help that lost soul. It's just a shame what went on at Penn State. I don't want to go too much into that topic because it's just a shame. It's tough. If you're a QVC shopper, I know my grandmother is a QVC HSN shopper. If you shop on TV, you might have caught this. The QVC guest host Cassie Slain experienced an on-air medical emergency yesterday on live television, clutching her chest and collapsing on her co-host. But she's doing much better now. Cassie and co-host Dan Hughes were hooking the table devices for kids on the show, and she just fainted on live television. As that happened, the camera immediately cut away, but Dan kept pitching the product, presumably while Cassie received some kind of medical attention. Cassie returned to the camera moments later to pick up right where she left off, but a few seconds in, she started slurring her words. The camera cut again, and Dan finally said, "Cassie's having a little problem." That sounds bigger than a little problem to me. It's unclear what went on, but Cassie took on Twitter hours later, saying, "Thank you to everybody for all their well wishes. She's feeling better. I think she should just chill for a second. Because if you're collapsing and fainting and slurring your words, maybe there's something seriously wrong and you should just sit down and not try to continue your job. They won't get mad at you for it." And they should have taken more precaution of that. And Dan, I guess you could say he kind of did the right thing in a way, because their job is to sell the product. But at the same time, you should be a little more concerned for your guest host. I'm just saying. But you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You are in the neighborhood right now with DJ Red, Vicky Rose, and Neighborhood only comes on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. It is about that time to get into a commercial break, so I'll be right back. And radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. We'll be right back.
Attention Bay Area. You can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant, located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesalad.com.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. If I tell you, if I tell you now.
is the one and only DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
Yes, yes, this is DJ Red Rose, and we are back tuned into The Neighborhood. This is Penguin Radio, only at radio.dominican.edu. The Neighborhood is only broadcast live on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. So like I said, I have new music for you today. So we're going to get into some new music by Miguel, and the song is called How Many Drinks. Here you go. Here's Miguel with How Many Drinks.
Calling your name.
Yep. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into the neighborhood. Only from 11 to 12 on Tuesdays. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. That was New Miguel with How Many Drinks. Miguel featuring Miguel. Miguel singing, Miguel rapping. Guys, he's talented. And he's not one of those R&B singers who thinks he's a rapper as well. No, he was just having fun on the track. But Miguel writes his own songs. Just an amazing guy. Talented. Can hold a note. Can hold a real note, though. Like, not many R&B singers can hold that real note without struggling. It's just, Miguel is just amazing. I love that guy. He also has another new song called All in Gravity. I can't play All because it's one of his like non-edited ones. It says a couple words, but not too many. Miguel, you don't catch a lot of curse words coming out of his mouth. It's very rare when he does curse, so I can't play that. But Gravity's a good one as well. I'll play that for you next show. But let's get back into this news. You know, I didn't catch the president yesterday because I was at school all day. But President Obama's peeps say that Mitt Romney is going to be sorry for blowing off a bunch of kids who participated in the Nickelodeon show Kids Pick the President. The premise of the show is kids submit questions to each candidate, and based on the answer, they make their pick for the leader of the free world, basically. So kids get to, quote unquote, vote. That's how Nickelodeon is trying to make it. But basically, Obama answered the kids' questions, but Romney said he didn't have enough time to answer the kids' questions. How are you not having enough time? And Obama is the president already. He still is doing work, and he has enough time to answer these kids' questions. That shows you what Mitt Romney really cares about. He doesn't care about these kids. Like, he doesn't care about public school systems. He doesn't care about the middle class. He doesn't care about the lower class. You can see where his head is at already. So, I mean, if that doesn't say enough for you, you should reevaluate your way of living. I don't know. Something you need to reevaluate something if that doesn't say enough for you. And I guess you can see my political views on this year's election. But for all the fellas, I have good news for the fellas, at least. She is single. And when I say she, I mean Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend is ready to mingle. Karrueche, you know, the Karrueche Tran, the little model girl. If you're in Los Angeles and you're single and ready to mingle too, go get yourself Karrueche. Because apparently her and Chris Brown, it's a rap between them. You know, I've been like following this whole news for a while, but I didn't want to report it on the show. But it's just so much. Every day, it's something new. Chris Brown is with Karrueche. Nah, Chris Brown is kissing Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls. Chris Brown's back with Rihanna. Chris Brown goes on there saying, is it possible to love two people? Karrueche gets upset. She finally leaves him. Now there are reports saying that when Karrueche left the club in L.A. the other night, she went to Chris Brown's place. So it's just a whole bunch of drama that I'm not going to get too in-depth with. It's just crazy, insane. But yeah, so if you're single and ready to mingle, go ahead and get yourself a Karrueche. But you know you're a pro athlete. Check this out, though. This is Mbanga from the Los Angeles Lakers, former player of the Los Angeles Lakers. He came off the bench. You guys will probably remember him if you watch NBA. But if you know you're a pro athlete, when you buy a $16,000 pinky ring, just like one of the former LA Laker players, who is now being sued for allegedly bailing hard when the bill came. Why didn't you just pay the whole thing off initially? You have the money. If you don't, then that means you shouldn't be buying the thing in the first place. The guy at the center of the lawsuit is DJ Banga, an 8-year NBA vet who wrote the bench of the Lake Show when they won two NBA championship rings in 2009 and 2010. DJ is being sued by a Texas jewelry company called Lemermans, which calls itself the Player's Choice. Player. Bangle offered $59,750 worth of jewelry around in 2010, including a $16,000 diamond pinky ring, several bracelets, and a $3,750 Polanti watch. Lemermans claims DJ forked over $10,000, but when it came to collecting the remaining $49,750, Banger refused to pay it. Lemermans is seeking the money they say they are owed, plus attorney fees. Now, come on, Banger. You know you owe this company money. They'd leave you alone if you just paid it off. If you were really balling, if you really had pinky ring money, you would have paid off the pinky ring and the bracelets and the watch all at once. Come on now. Do better. I wonder how many bills you're behind on. See, this is exactly why athletes go bankrupt in the whole nine. They live beyond their means, which does not make any sense. Why be flashy? That's the easier way to get jacked. Look at O.J. Simpson. And this fool is in jail now for trying to steal back his paraphernalia. So that should be a lesson in itself. Like, come on now. Some athletes are just stupid. I'm sorry. And it's nerve-wracking. Like, someone needs to step in. Their financial advisors need to actually be financial advisors and do their job correctly. And also, their parents need to step in as well. Any older figure that they look up to, coaches, need to step in. Educate these athletes from their rookie seasons what money management is and how they should invest their money so they can keep their money over time. That's very important. But check this out. You are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. Only from 11 to 12 on Tuesdays. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And if you are just tuning in, we're playing a whole bunch of new music today. We're talking about some great topics. I just finished talking about DJ Banga, former Laker, who owes a jewelry store almost $50,000, basically. Nonsense. Nonsense and just living beyond your means. That's basically what I summed that up to be. But I have to go into a commercial right now. That just irritated me. But check this out. We'll be back in the neighborhood. Like I said, you are tuned into Penguin Radio only at radio.dominican.edu. And I will be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Jordan Smith from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Attention all penguins and penguin fans. Your Dominican bookstore has all the supplies you need for this semester. Pencils, pens, notebooks, portfolios, plus Dominican gear. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, keychains, and bumper stickers, plus much more. You can either visit the Dominican bookstore on campus or online. Check it out. You're definitely going to be impressed. Go Penguins.
So like I said, we're playing all new music today, and I do have this new joint by Baby Bash. If you remember him, that Sugar, Why You Get So Fly, back when, let's see, DJ Red Rose, and it was in the 7th grade. What year was that? I don't want to give away my age, but I was in the 7th grade when that song came out, and it was smooth. But here's Baby Bash featuring Miguel, my man, Slide Over.
Mommy, let me get in your ear. Let me sprinkle you with some of this here. You're a cutie pie butterfly.
I just wanna see you smile.
Shoot me just a bit of your time. Suck it up, let
gotta get in your mind. Cause I'm so really feeling you, so really digging you, so just
slide across the leather, let me feel your body heat. Let me get you in the mood while you turning up the beats. Peace, speakers bumping loud, vibrating down the street. You ain't no average girl, so you need someone unique. Scrape, scraping down the block in a candy, whipping new shoes. All up in my ear, telling me what she gon' do. And she all on my cologne, like some cat scratch fever. Telling me no mommy's gonna match that either. Haters, haters might chatter, but we really ain't tripping though. Long as me and you, baby boo, know it's really though. Haters might chatter, but we really ain't tripping though. Long as me and you, baby boo, know it's really though.
Mommy, let me get in your ear. Let me sprinkle you with some of this here. You're a cutie pie butterfly.
I just wanna see you smile.
Shoot me just a bit of your time. Suck it up, let it get in your mind. Cause I'm so really feeling you, so really digging you, so just.
Now you as hot as you, the summer's girl, and cold as the snow. It's right where anything's possible, but nothing's for show. Your smile's worth $1 million, and girl, I'm feeling your flow. I can't lie, I'm so addicted to your beautiful glow. Let me find out your love going to Vegas. First class flights, 5-star accommodations. And we can get our money on, and I'ma love you long. Give you the key to mi corazón, turn your house into a home. Then hit the Galleria, go out for margaritas. Rockstar suite at the Zaza for the non-believers. Off top. Let's thicken the whole plot. The question ain't why, baby boo, it's why not.
Mommy, let me get in your ear. Let me sprinkle you with some of this here. You're a cutie pie butterfly.
I just wanna see you smile.
Shoot me just a bit of your time. Suck it up, let it get in your mind. Cause I'm so really feeling you, so really digging you, so just.
I just want you close to me. Yeah, yeah, babe. And this is where you're supposed to be. So just slide.
Sprinkle you with some of this,
yeah,
here,
yeah.
You're a cutie pie butterfly.
I just wanna see you smile.
Just a bit of your time. Suck it up, let it get in your mind.
Cause
I'm so really feeling, so really digging you, so
just. Yes, 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 and I'm back. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood on Penguin Radio, only at radio.dominican.edu. So check this out. Before we go, I do have to report some Sissy Houston and Bobby Christina news. So basically, Sissy Houston is really scared for Bobby Christina right now in haze of drug and other bad influences, which is why she wants to withhold Bobby's multi-million dollar inheritance. Sources close to Sissy say Sissy feels Bobby is currently surrounded by numerous negative influences, including her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, and father, Bobby Brown, who will drain Bobby's fortune given half the chance. Sissy also feels that Bobby Christina is 19. 90-year-old Bobby Christina is still extremely impressionable right now. And if left unchecked with millions of dollars, Bobby could end up going off the rails, eventually dying just like her mother. According to the source, Sissy wants to wait until Bobby has matured significantly more before she gets her money. An estate estimated $20 million. Though it's unclear how long she wants her to wait. It's still a lot of money for a young lady to inherit. And kind of like for her, she has had an issue with drugs already. She's only 19 years old. I can see why her grandmother is worried. You know, as far as the whole Bobby Brown comment, though, it seems like he's doing well for himself. And it seems like she needs to kind of be around her father a little more right now. Her father's doing a lot of positive things for himself. He's off drugs. He's living a healthy life. He's back with New Edition. They're on tour. So that means he has to be healthy because they're not going to put up with that. And he's in a good place in life right now with his 2-year-old son Cassius and his new wife. And that'd be great for her to see, you know, her father being a positive role model for once. And I think that'd be great for Bobby Christina to see that and for that to be in Bobby Christina's life. So I don't know. I just have a difference of opinion with that. Maybe, you know, I'm just looking outside in and Sissy's all in the mix with it. So maybe it's a little different, or maybe she just can't forgive Bobby for the things that went on early on. You know, a lot of people blame Bobby Brown for Whitney Houston getting on drugs, but she was in the entertainment industry way before she met Bobby Brown. That means she was around all those drugs way before she met Bobby Brown, which could possibly mean that she was on drugs way before she met Bobby Brown. So a lot of fingers are being pointed at Bobby Brown for a lot of different reasons, and I don't think rightfully so. But it was Sissy's daughter, and she lost her daughter, and it's only natural for her to think, you know, there's a primary source for why things occurred the way they occurred. And it's just a mother's pain, and she's very concerned about her granddaughter and doesn't want her granddaughter to go out the same way, which I can completely understand. And I think anybody can. And, you know, this is like, you just got to pray up for people. You really do. When the camera's on you all the time, when you wake up and step outside and paparazzi's in your bushes, you're ambushed. She was born into that. She didn't ask for that. She was born into that. And so it's just a lot of pressure for a young lady to do great. I mean, it's you know, they have a reality show coming up, so we'll get to see more of this interaction between different family members and her boyfriend who was like Whitney Houston's godson. But we'll get to see a lot of the interaction between everybody because they do have a show coming up. But speaking of show, I'm coming to the end of my show within the last 2 minutes. So I would like to thank everybody for tuning in to The Neighborhood, only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Catch me next week, the same day, same time, 11 to 12 on Tuesdays, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And as you know, you can always call into the station. The station number is 415-482-3587. 415-482-3587. Check out the blog. You can also check out the Facebook page. Have everything there. If you would like to know what music we play today, we play Baby Bad Slide Over. We play Ryan Leslie, How Was It Supposed to Be? And we also played Miguel, How Many Drinks? But to end this show, I have to do this 2 Chainz, I'm Different, because I'm different, and that's how we going out. So you guys have a good one. I tune into you guys next week.
Yeah. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the like a new song. 2 Chainz, but I got me a few Everything hot, skip Luke Wong. Tell Shaw to bust it open, Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy, but they wish it had me. And I wish a wore like a kitchen cabinet. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I'm so good, it's a bad habit. Sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. Bro. You ain't going nowhere like a bad navvy. So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap-matic. I am so addict. I am so like a addict.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Two chains, got your girl on the celly. And when I get off the celly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't shit you can tell me. Hair long, money long. Me and broke, we don't get along. Hair long, money long. Me and Broton, we'll get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. Jay told you $100K for a feature. Sound on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some. Well, I might get some. Then I beat it up, I don't give a f. Switch it up, live it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. My valet park a Brinks truck. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.